has given us simple things like a beautiful sunset or a cool evening or a walk in the park. And other times he has provided grace to heal the situation or has answered a prayer. So we have a lot to be thankful for. Now, if we each say, okay, we get a jar, a big old jar, that's what I'm doing in my household. We get a big old jar, and we all put, you know, every day we put God with thankful. Oh, my gosh, at the end of the year, you're going to have a jar full. And you'll see how many things you'll be thankful for. So I challenge you. I challenge you to get a big old jar, and you start writing down every single thing that you're thankful for each and every day. And you'll see at the end of the year, or you can do it at the end of the month, however you choose to do it. Mine is going to be at the end of the year. You see how much God has blessed you with and how many things you're thankful for. You know, because sometimes we take life for granted and just go on our day, you know, not even saying, oh, well, let me give God thanks for waking us up this morning or starting me on my way. You know, not even that. Just for, you know, God just being our life, you know, every single day. I mean, for his mercy, for his grace. And you need to know, I mean, God, bless Jesus, Lord, I love you. He's just, you know, he fills Isaiah every single day. And his love will follow us all the days of our life, okay? And that's in Psalm 23. You read Psalm 23, which is the psalmist David. Oh, my God, when David, he experienced, he said, God refreshed him with green pastures and quiet waters. He gave him guidance, protection, and comfort. And that's what God does for us. He gives us guidance. He protects us. And he gives us comfort. When we're hurt and when we're sad, you know, sometimes you might want to go call your girlfriend and talk to your girlfriend. But you got to understand, everybody's not going to give you that feedback that you need, you know. So you got to be careful who you talk to. You got to be careful who you share different things with, because that person might not be on the level or wherever you're at. So it's very, very important. Even, you know, it's important who you share different things with. I mean, we have so many reasons to thank God, including his gifts of friends, family, his provisions, our physical, our spiritual, and emotional needs. We'll see that the goodness of love of God follows us all the days of our life. Every single day, we have so much to be thankful for. And that's one thing, Pastor was preaching today. Oh, my God. Bishop was preaching today. And when I tell you he preached, oh, my gosh, he preached. Just did. Because his word came from Ruth. His word came from Ruth, chapter 2, verses 15, verse putting in God's providence. Now, for y'all those who don't really know what living in God's providence is, it's pretty much a spiritual definition is guardianship and control. Because my son, and I love God more than I love him. And at the same time, I was fornicating, and we were not married. So therefore, I mean, you can't have it like that. You can't serve God and then still be fornicating and stacking up. I mean, you can't disobedient. That's just plain and simple how it is.
And that's one thing about it. I'm going to tell it how it is now, okay? Even with the situation when it comes to, you know, my legal situation, when it comes to Delaware and the corruption that's going on within Delaware. I speak on that for a reason, because when things are not right, you definitely have to speak up against it. That's why I say keep fighting for what is right. As long as you know it's right, then you keep on fighting for what's right. And even when it comes to Gretchen C. Gilchrist, which is she's no longer attorney, but she still has her Delaware license, bar license, but she's a commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse. This woman is not qualified for the position that she's in. But at the same time, that's why I say you have to continue to pray on situations and continue to do the work and let God do the rest. because I mean, it has to come to light what's been happening. Even with the judge, I have wrote a complaint, and he wrote me back stating some about the complaint that I wrote, that he didn't find that my complaint was sufficient enough. Of course he wasn't going to find it was sufficient enough. But I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to keep on talking. I'm going to go above his head. So therefore, sometimes we have to do what we have to do. Even with me getting laid off from a full-time job because I was, you know, unable to go because of an emergency, able to work because of an emergency situation when I had a surgery. You understand what I'm saying? Even those people, they are not right either. You understand what I'm saying? God handles all situations. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I have no reason to. Because every single thing happens for a reason, and it's always a blessing in every situation that we go through. We have to learn from it. You understand what I'm saying? You've got to learn from it. I'm all right with it. You know, because God delivered me from a hostile environment. That's one thing that you need to know. He delivered me from a hostile environment. So it's not like I was upset. No. God is a God who provides. He provides our provisions. He provides on our physical needs, our spiritual needs. We need He got our back. Okay? So that's why you have to sometimes take your heart out of the situation when you're going through something and then think logically. Because sometimes people can say things to us that's the truth, and we'll be mad because, you know, you're looking at the messenger. Y'all got to stop looking at the messenger and listen. Listen to what is being said, okay? Now, I know sometimes I can speak a little fast, so I'm going to try to slow it down just a tad bit. But, you know, I just want y'all to know that, you know, you don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live, you know, in anger. You don't have to live like, you know, you have all this going on. You don't have to go through all of that type of stuff. Because we have a God who is there for us, who's willing to take our burden. You know, that's why they say, cast all your worries on God. It's for a reason. You know what I mean? We got to put our burdens down. We have to put our burdens down. And that's one thing about prayer. Prayer is the place where burdens change shoulders. What I mean is change shoulders. Once you pray about it, that burden should be lifted up off of you and transferred onto God. Because He's the one that He's the burden bearer, okay? Oh, my God. He is the burden bearer. I mean, He's an amazing man. He's an amazing, 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 amazing man. And that's one thing I will continue to do for the rest of my life. It's the power of the love of Jesus. And continue to fight for what's right. Whatever's going on, whatever's transpiring, even when you have a situation going on with your friends or your family, you don't have to fuss and argue. You have to learn how to disagree lovingly. It's called lovingly listen. Lord Jesus, thank you, Jesus. You can disagree lovingly. You do not have to fuss. You don't have to argue. You don't have to cuss. None of that. Because that's one thing about Satan. He'll throw something in the middle now. He's always in the mix of something. And whenever he sees what God has planned for you, he will simply try to tear it from you. Just by throwing something your way. Just going to, you know, knock you off. That's going to knock you off your square. But you have to know, Satan, I'm going to step on your neck. I'm going to step right on your neck, and you are not going to get this. And that's another thing. Sometimes you have to be careful, too, because people and things are not always what they seem to be. Just like they say, everything that glitters ain't gold. And that's the truth. That is the truth. When the enemy comes, you got to be ready. You got to be ready. You got to be ready. And that's one thing with God. Things are always better than they seem to be when we remember that God is by our side. So if you remember God is by your side, you already know things are better than they seem. You might be going through some trial and tribulation right now. We all have to go through trials and tribulations, but we have to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Don't let whatever you're going through now bring you down. You got to say, you know what? God allowed me to wake up this morning, I'm going to shake that off. Because the devil, that's all he wants to do. It's a mind thing. He wants to implant these negative things in your mind so you can say, oh, yeah, this is what's going on with you now. So, therefore, that's, you think that your God is there. Your God's not there. Look what you're going through now. You got to say, devil, shut your mouth. Ain't nobody trying to hear what you're trying to say. That is a lie. Okay? You got to talk to him like he's crazy because he definitely is crazy. He's crazy, crazy. As I always say, cray cray, cray cray for sure. So, you know, we can't just let the devil think he can do what he wants to do this. That's why he said the devil is a liar because he is a liar. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to lie to you. He wants you to think that, you know. And we're not about to have that happen. We're not about to have that happen. We got to continue to trust in the Lord and know. And know that everything is going to be all right, because it's sure enough for you. If I don't know nothing else, I know everything is going to be all right, okay? Shoot, that's one thing about it. God has, he has a purpose and a plan for all of us. All of us have a plan or a purpose, okay? And there's one thing we got to know, is that God has our back to the fullest, no matter what. No matter what. He got our back. And he will always see us through all any situation that we're going through. Any situation we're going through, he's going to see us through it. I promise you that. I know that. Because, I mean, I'm still going through things, you know. And he's still been blessing me. He's still been guiding me. And, you know, sometimes people might, he'll remove certain people out of your life, especially if you have a bunch of conflict going on. When you see people are being removed, it's for a reason. It's for a reason, because he does not come into confusing situations. So sometimes he might connect you with certain people, and sometimes he'll take certain people out of your life, especially if they're, you know, bringing negative energy your way, and he's trying to prepare you for what he needs you to do for him. So just because you're going through, you know, just because you're going through a bad breakup, or just because you got hit by a man or hit by a female or whatever the case may be, that don't matter. God, let me tell you something. You got a brighter future ahead of you. It's on the way. You just got to know. You got to hold on. You got to keep the faith. You got to keep fighting on and start moving forward. But if you look back, because your past does not define you, there is no reason you should be looking back into your past. You better keep on moving ahead. Leave them friends and leave them some family members. Leave whoever you left to the side and back there. Leave them back there. Just keep on pushing. God got something better prepared for you. I mean, I'm telling you, all right now. So, you know, we got to learn how to just be obedient to his word. That's all he asks us to do, is to be obedient. We don't have to sit there and being with this person and this person. What for? They're not the ones that's going to give you the comfort that you need. They're not the ones that's going to provide for you the way you need. No. So why sit there and settle for less when you got so much more when you just be obedient to God? You know, the best thing that we can do, as in Romans chapter 10 speaks of, in verse 17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the best thing we can do is to fill our souls up with his word. If we fill our souls up with his word, I'm trying to tell you things. I am trying to tell you. It's nothing that you can't do when you have God at the head of your life. If you have God at the head of your life, oh, my Lord Jesus, you are going to go further than your wildest dreams. Further than your wildest dreams. And that's my prayer for y'all. Even for myself, because when I speak to you, I speak to my own self, too. I just don't speak to you just to be speaking to you. I speak to myself, too, because I go through challenges, daily challenges myself, too. Nobody is perfect. We don't have perfect. One thing I can say, God loves the sinner, because sinners have the best testimony, okay? Because you came from this to that. Oh, Lord have mercy. From this to that. So, you know, the best thing you can when it comes to our everyday challenges, our everyday things that we're going through, the number one thing we have to remember is, yes, we're going to go through some, you know, some hiccups in life and some hurdles, and you got to face some challenges, even some negative people. But we have to learn how to talk, speak to those negative people. Always make sure you resort back to the word when it comes to speaking to those negative people. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong. And the word is the best thing that you, the best defense that you have is the word of God. I mean, we have the privilege and the honor of wearing the armor of God, our salvation. He's always in our defense. He's always on the battlefield for us. And we always, look now, he is always there. He is always there. That's one thing I got to say. When we find Christ, we offer our worship. And prayer is the voice of faith, trusting that God knew and cared. It's so much that's going on in the world today. I mean, look, on January 20th, we have a new president that is about to take office. Like, that's why I keep telling y'all, as a nation, we have to come together. We have to pray for President Trump and the Congress. We have to pray for all of them, because the only person that can break any type of bond and can break the chains of bondage is God. The only person who can intercede into a person's life and make changes is God, okay? So the best thing that we can do, instead of judging, because we have no room, we got no room to judge, and we don't even, we are not to be judging no one. All what we need to be doing is praying for Trump and his entire cabinet and entire Congress, that they will make the best decision for our nation and not look at their own, and do not look at their own how they feel, that they will take their heart out of the situation and they will think logically and just do what they have to do for our nation. That is my prayer. My prayer is for all of us, to be at peace, to have peace, to have happiness, to have wealth, to have everything our hearts desire. But my main prayer is for us to do the will of God. That's my prayer. For us to do the will of God, and for us to do what we have to do in order to do the will of God, and to allow God to use us, allow him to use us in order to do his will. And then he'll bless us with our heart's desire. If you, I mean, he knows you need a husband. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, he'll bless you with a husband. He'll bless you with a house if you need a house. He'll bless you with what you need. But it's not all about the materialistic thing. Because we should be able to live, even if we don't have all of that. What is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Your soul is the main important thing. And that's my prayer for y'all, that we would get our souls in order. Like I said, I'm not perfect, but I love the Lord, and I serve him. And I will continue to teach the people and to talk to people about him. But for those who, you know, just go about on a daily basis and just, you know, nonchalantly don't even do anything to impact the world when it comes to, you know, doing anything for the less fortunate, that's my prayer, that you would take time out, that you would do what you have to do. Please, do what you have to do in order for God. For God's word to be manifested. I'm just amazed at a situation that transpired yesterday. Now, that's one thing about me. I try to, you know, limit on certain things that I do say, because one thing I don't want to do is to offend anyone, and I don't want to, you know, make anyone feel bad. But at the same time, when it comes to a child's life, I'm totally different, because children are innocent to anything adults go through. So what adults go through, the kids should be left separate from any situation. that's transpiring. And, you know about my 14-year-old, my daughter, Mia, my 14-year-old, she's been going through some things, and she's in a treatment center right now. Beautiful afternoon yesterday, and, you know, we were in a store, and she had seen a picture of her godmother, and she wanted to speak to her. This has been, you know, it's been years since she talked to her, which was fine, and I allowed her to, you know, call her or whatever, and, you know, this is not the first time she's reached out to her, you know. She's called, well, this is like years ago when she used to write her or in her cards or whatever. But she doesn't, I mean, my daughter doesn't do it anymore. She just gave up. And, you know, her godmother was, you know, too busy sleeping or whatever the case was. She was just too busy for her. We have to be careful of how we treat children. Because these are spirits that you break. And that's one thing we don't want to do is to break a child's spirit when it comes to anything. Now, knowing the situation of where my daughter was when she was lost, when she disappeared, you would think that she would want to have a conversation with her, but that wasn't her main goal, her main objective. She didn't care. But like I told my daughter, I said, it's not your loss. It's her loss, because you're going to turn out to be an amazing female, an amazing young lady who is going to save lives, and hopefully, you know, one day that's why I told my daughter, I said, don't let this get you down, okay? Just know that you are loved beyond the rock. You're just loved. You're loved. God loves you. So you don't have to be a people pleaser. And some people are people pleasers. And just like I told my daughter, you do not have to sit there and run behind anyone. If they want to be, you know, who they're supposed to be towards you, then they'll be there by your side no matter what. I said, as long as you have your parents, and the ones who truly love you, it does not matter. All it is a title, but the title weighs name. It weighs heavy. So, you know, we just have to learn how to encourage our children, learn how to, you know, teach them the different values and morals and codes that to live by. Because that's one thing I can say. I'm so thankful that my parents introduced me to Jesus, because if it wasn't for them, I would not know God the way I know Him now. And now I've had a rocky and a bumpy road. My life hasn't been all peaches and cream and rosy and da da da. Everybody has different situations they go through, but for me, I know what I've walked through. I know what I've overcame. I know what I still have to go through in order to get where God wants me to be. And that's all right. I'm going to do what I got to do. He's guided my path. He lit my path up, so I know where I need to go. So take with you evening just to know that each and every day, try to help someone. Try to encourage someone. Try to show love to someone. It's important that we do these things. It's so, so important. So with that said, I thank you. And on Monday tomorrow, I will let you know exactly the days and the times that I will be recording, because I'm getting ready to go back to a regular schedule, thanks to God. So, unfortunately, I can't, or I might just change at the time. But I'll let you know tomorrow, Monday. Tomorrow's Monday, I'll definitely let you know. So thank you for listening to Hope for All Radio Show. I appreciate you and I love you. Good night.